Thank you all very much for coming virtually at this point. So we start at the two dots. Shmona Asar Davar Gazubo Bayom. That the rabbis made 18 decrees that day in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkia ben Gura. Ma'inenu Shmona Asar Davar, what were the 18 decrees? The time we lived in a Mishnah, Elu Poslanes HaTshuma. The following things, if they touch truma, they make the truma pasul, and once the truma is pasul, you can't eat it. Now, here it's important to mention that there are different types of degrees of tuma. There's the highest degree of tuma, that's called avatuma. Next to avatuma, we have what's called rishon tuma. Next to rishon, we have sheni tuma. And then there's even something like Shlishi or Revi'i L'tuma. So normally Truma, if it was touched by a Sheni, it becomes Pasul. You're not allowed to eat it. So normally the Truma that you couldn't eat, the Truma that's Pasul, would be Truma that had been touched by a Sheni. So now it becomes Pasul. So Elu Poslana Sachuma. These are the things that through their touch the pasels Shuma. Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon. If a person eats a food which is a Rishon Latuma, or Ha'ochel Ochel Sheni. If someone eats a food which is a Sheni Latuma, so even though normally when you touch a Rishon, or something which touches a Rishon should be a Sheni, and something which touches a Sheni should be a Shlishi, and a Shlishi doesn't do anything to the Truma that it touches. But these are Dina Drabbanan. It's a Dina Drabbanan. If somebody ate food which is a Rishon Latuma, or if someone ate food which is a Sheni Latuma, or a Shose Mashkin Tmeim, someone drank a drink which is Tamei, or Haba Rosh Avarubo B'mayim She'uvin, or somebody whose head and most of his body was in drawn waters. All of these things, Pasal Truma, that if these things touch Truma, these situations, right, the person who ate a Sheni L'tuma, he ate a second degree Tuma, and he now touches Truma, the Truma's Pasal, someone who had most of his body, his head and most of his body on drawn waters, and he touches Truma, he is, in fact, he makes the Truma pasul. V'chein tahar, and so it is true with somebody who is tahar. She'naflu al rosho v'rubo shlo shalugin mayim she'uvin, that they fell on his head and on most of his body, three lugin of drawn waters, and a sefer, a book of Kisvei HaKodesh, namely Sefer Torah. These things themselves, if they were to touch Truma, now the Truma is disqualified. Or Yadayim, hands, just without touching anything. And Tzvul Yom, somebody who went to the mikvah for his Tuma, and the sun hasn't yet set for him to become Tahar. Va'ochlin, va'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin, and food or drinks that became tamei with a liquid. Says the Gemara, man tana, who's the tana who holds ha'ochel ochel rishon, that if somebody eats a rishon l'tuma, or ha'ochel ochel sheni, or if somebody eats a sheni l'tuma, so then, mifsel pasli, if they touch the truma, they will disqualify the truma. But tamuye lo mitamu, but if they touch the truma, they may have disqualified it, but they're not going to make it the truma tame, that it would ruin other things. Rabbi Bar Chana said, Rabbi Yoshua hi, this is the view of Rabbi Yehoshua. It's not written in a Mishnah. Omer Belezer teaches, Ha'ochel ochel rishon, if somebody eats a food which is a rishon l'tuma, he becomes a rishon. He becomes the first status of tuma. He becomes rishon l'tuma. Ha'ochel ochel sheni. If a person eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni. And now if he touches the truma, it's pasul. Ochel shlishi. If somebody eats a shlishi l'tuma, he also becomes a shlishi, that if he touches the truma, he doesn't disqualify it, but if he touches kachim, he would disqualify them. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, that's the view of Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Yehoshua says, Ha'ochel, ochel, rishon. If somebody eats a rishon l'tuma, the ochel sheni, I'm sorry, so he says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ha'ochel, ochel, rishon. If somebody eats a rishon, he becomes a sheni. V'chein ha'ochel, ochel sheni. And a person eats a sheni l'tuma, also becomes a sheni. So whether you ate a rishon and you became a sheni, which is somewhat reasonable that the rishon should make you into a sheni, or you ate a sheni, so the sheni keeps you as a sheni. So whether you ate a rishon or you ate a sheni and you became a sheni l'tuma, when you touch the truma, you now disqualify it. Shlishi. If a person eats a shlishi l'tuma, then because of it, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh in regards to karbanos. V'ein sheni l'truma. And there's no such status as a sheni for truma. He's not a sheni to truma. He's not a sheni for truma. Now, when is this true? All these different things. Which chulin are we going to say that he becomes a shlishi or a sheni? It's b'chulin shenasu al taras truma. And he's eating chulin that were being prepared as if they were truma. So since it's chulin that are being treated as if they're truma, that's why they could have a status of shlishi. Normally, there's no such thing as shlishi in chulin. Shlishi is only a category in truma. So how can we have somebody who ate a shlishi? The answer is because this person, they were treating these things as, they were treating it as truma. Because they were treating it as truma, that's why you could have the status of a shlishi. So that's our Mishnah. And what did Rabbi Yeshua say? A person who ate a food which is a rishon, or a person who ate a food which is a sheni. In both of these cases, he becomes a sheni, that if he touches truma, he now ruins the truma. That's our Mishnah. That they made a gzeira, that somebody who eats food that is tamei, even if it's a low level of tuma, it's only a sheni l'tuma, that will now disqualify the truma that he touches. It'll passel the truma. All right, now going further about some of these further decrees. Ochel, ochel rishon. This gzeira that we just spoke about, a guy eats a food which is a rishon l'tuma. Or ochel, ochel sheni, he eats a food which is a sheni l'tuma. My taima gazru be rabbanan tuma. Why did the rabbi say there is a tuma here? Answers the Gemara, "Dezimnin da'achel ochlin tmeim." Sometimes a person's going to eat these foods: a rishon l'tuma, a sheni l'tuma. V'shakel mashkin de truma, and he's going to take some wine of truma and drink it with the foods. So now you're going to have in the mouth a rishon or a sheni with truma, which is what disqualifies truma. So to keep you away from that ever happening, the sages said, anytime you eat a rishon l'tuma, anytime you eat a sheni l'tuma, you are already tamei. So again, my time of gozer b'rabban and tuma, why did the rabban make the decree of tuma? The zimnin, because there are times the achel ochlin tmeim is going to eat foods which are tamei. The shakil mashkin de truma, he's going to take the liquids of truma, the shadi lupumi, and throw it into his mouth. Possibly in this way, he's going to be disqualifying these truma. So that's why they made a decree that you always have the status of a sheni l'tuma. All right, another decree. Shosem mashkin tmeim. Somebody who drinks tummy liquids now is disqualified. Now he can ruin truma. My time, Agazu be'Rabbanan Tuma. Why did Rabbanan make him Tamei when he drank liquids that are Tamei? The answer is similar. Zimn the Shasa Mashkin Tmeim. Sometimes he'll be drinking Tamei liquids. The Shakil Ochlin the Truma. He's going to say, listen, I'm drinking the drink. I want to eat some food. He's going to take some food of Truma and eat it. The Shadi Lupumi, put it in his mouth. Upasaluhu. And then the liquid, which is a Sheni Lituma, is going to disqualify the item that he is eating. So Gemara says, Hainu Hach, it's seemingly very similar to what we just said. And so the Gemara Mara Timu thought to say, Hashrichi, this is likely, but Loshrichi, this is not so likely. You know, it's maybe this, that a person take a liquid of Truma is likely, but that a person take a food of Truma is less likely. Kamashman, it's the Chiddush that both are the same. Then we'll learn about Rosh Barub of Maim Shuvim, somebody who has his head and most of his body in drawn waters. So it also becomes tummy. Ask the Gemara, my time, Gazu be Rabban and Tumah. Why do the rabbis make a decree of Tumah here? Amar Bibi, Amar Rav Asi, Rav Yubat, said name Rav Asi. Shepetchila, you tovlim, b'mei ma'aros, mechu nasim, usruchim. Initially, they used to tovel in the waters of a cave that were gathered and it smelled bad. But you know, sin aleyem, mayim shuvim. And after, right? Because what's the mikvah? What's the mikvah? The mikvah is the collection of rainwater. So people used to go to the mikvah, gathered waters. And because the waters had gathered, they had sat in one spot. Right? If, let's say you dig a hole in the ground, you make a mikvah, and now all the water collects there. So the water is pooling in one spot. Stationary water is going to have a bad smell. So someone whose tummy would go into the mikvah and come out with a bad smell. So he wanted to get rid of the bad smell. So what did he do? He would then wash off. So therefore, itchilu v'asom keva. So that's where they made them into established, and they started making this the established thing to wash off. That's why Gazra Leim Tzoma. That's why the rabbi said that if you wash off with Mayim Shuvim, if you wash off with drawn waters, that itself creates a Tzoma. My Kev, what do you mean they started making this established? Amar Abaye, Abaye explained how you Omrim, he used to say, Lo Elu Mitzaharim. The waters of the mikvah is not what creates the Tzahara. Ela Elu Ve'elu Mitzaharim. But rather, it's the waters of the mikvah together with the Mayim Shuvim. Amalei Rava, Rava said, Mayim Afkamina, why is that a problem? HaKotavli Bahanach. At the end of the day, they're still going to a mikvah and they're washing off. Rava explained, Shayomim used to say, Lo Elu Mitzaharin. It's not the waters of the mikvah that create the Tahara. Ela Elu Mitzaharin. They would say, what creates the purity is the washing off. And they, what we need to do to become pure is to wash off. So that's why they stopped it. Vitar Shanaflo Rosho Verubo Shlo Shalugim Mayim Shuvim. And someone who's Tahar, that fell on his head and on his body. Three lugin mayim shufin is also tameh. My time a gazu be'rabban and tameh. Why the rabbis make a decree of tameh here? D'iloha, because if they wouldn't have made the decree that if mayim shuvim, drawn waters on the head, created tameh, lo kaimaha, people wouldn't have listened to the decree that immersing in mayim shuvim creates a tameh. The sefer. Now, touching the scroll itself. A scroll that touches Truma ruins the Truma. My time, it goes to be about Tumah. Why the rabbis make a decree of Tumah here? Amar Rav Mesharshi, Rav Mesharshi explained, Shabitchila hayu matznien es ochlin de Truma etzel Sefer Torah. People used to put the food of Truma next to a Sefer Torah. Farman used to say, Hai Kodesh, Vai Kodesh. Sefer Torah is holy and the Truma is holy. You can put them together. Even the Chachaz of the Kassel of the Pseida, but then they saw it was coming to damage, that the bugs were coming, the mice were coming, they were eating the Truma, they were eating the Sefer Torah. Chachaz of Rabban and Tumah. So then the rabbis made a decree. They said, no, the Sefer Torah itself has a Tumah. It's impure. And therefore, don't put it next to the Truma, because you're going to ruin your Truma. So that was what we needed to do in order to stop people from ruining their Truma. V'hayodayim. Hands also have a tumah. Why? Because the hands move around a lot. So since the hands move around a lot, they get dirty. Since they get dirty, people sometimes use these dirty hands to touch the truma, and they're by doing so, they are damaging the truma. So therefore they made a decree. They said hands automatically have a status of tuma. So people are not going to touch truma with their hands, and they're going to wash their hands off first, and the truma will stay clean. Hands that touched a scroll also now ruin shuma. This is based on the lesson of Rabbi Parnach. I'm Rabbi Parnach, I'm Rabbi Yochman. Ocha Sefer Torah Arum. If a person holds a Sefer Torah with his hands, Nikvar Arum, he's buried now naked. So Gemara says, Arum Salka Daitach, do you think he's buried naked? Elam Reb Zer explained, what does it mean he's buried naked? Arum below mitzvahs. He's buried naked without mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs, Salka Daitach, really, he's not going to have any mitzvahs. He's buried naked without that mitzvah of a Sefer Torah. So by holding the Sefer Torah, he's disrespecting the Sefer Torah by holding the parchment, and therefore he doesn't have any mitzvah in doing so. Ask him 1 second. Hi, Gazer Bereisha. Which decree was made first? If they first made a decree that all hands are a sheni l'tumah, and all hands, if they touch truma, disqualify the truma. Now turn it to Yudalim with Beis. Kimin da'ach gazer bereisha sulamali. Once we know that a hand automatically is a sheni l'tumah, and if it touches truma, it disqualifies the truma. Why do I need to make another decree that if the hands are touching a sefer Torah, they become disqualified and they ruin truma? Ella, rather, ha'ach gazer bereisha. First, they made the decree hands. Ella, rather, you have to say Hach Gazer Bereisha. First, they made this decree. First, they made the decree that a hand that touches a scroll is tameh. V'hadar Gazer B'kul Yadayim. And then they made the decree that all hands, in fact, are tummy. All right, another law. Tvul yom. Let's say somebody had a discharge of semen, went to the mikvah, waiting for the sun to set. If he touches a chuma, the chuma is disqualified. Tvul yom. Doraisu. Tvul yom is biblical. Because the pasuk says, Uva shemesh v'toher. The sun will set and will become pure. It says the Gemara, Samim mikan tvul yom. Take out of here the words tvul yom. Because that's doraisa. That only once the sun set is he tahar. So since it's already doraisa, that we don't have to mention. Va'ochlin shenitmu b'mashkin, and foods that became tamei with liquids b'mashkin demai. What type of liquids are we referring to? Ilim b'mashkin abayim machmasheret. We're talking about a liquid that became tamei from a rodent. So in other words, the food touched a liquid. This liquid touched a dead rodent. So the liquid is a rishon l'tuma, and it touches the food. The Gemara says, Doraisaninu. That's biblical. The Chesiv, as the Pasuk says, Mikol ha'ochel asher yo'achel asher yavo alav mayim yitma, v'chol mashka asher yishaseh, v'chol kli yitma. So the verse says that a liquid that's in a earthenware vessel that became tamei from a sheretz is tamei. And the food that touches it becomes a sheni l'tuma. So I don't need a gzeira d'rabbanan for that. Ella, rather, what's it referring to? B'mashkin habayim machmas yadayim. A liquid that touched hands, and then a liquid touches the food. Gzeira, the reason why this food now can ruin truma, if it touches truma, it's a gzeira because of mashkin abayim machmasheret. It's because of a food that touches a liquid which is a rishon l'tuma. Let's say you have a sheret, which is an avatuma, and then the rishon l'tuma touches that. So if you have a food which is, let's say you have a sheretz, and then you have a liquid that touches the sheretz, so the sheretz is avatuma, the liquid becomes rishon l'tuma. And now the rishon l'tuma, which touches anything else, touches food, so now makes the food into a sheni. And then that sheni then touches truma, that midoraisa would ruin the truma. Okay, then the Gemara says, Va'kelim. Va'kelim shenitmu v'mashkin. And we said, even utensils that touch tame liquids. Now, these utensils will ruin truma if they touch the truma. So again, kelim did move a mashkin to my, which liquids touch these utensils? Elim a mashkin to zav. If you're going to say you had a zav, who's an avatuma, he touches a liquid which makes it a rishon l'tuma. And that rishon l'tuma then touches a utensil, which makes it a sheni. Then the sheni touches the truma, ruins the truma, to horizon. That's a biblical law. The chesiv, the verse says, v'chi yarok hazav batahar. And when the zav will spit at the person who's tahar. Masha biyad tahor, timesi lecha. So you see from here that any liquid again. If you're going to say it's a liquid of a zav, the liquid of a zav is itself an avatuma. So since it's an avatuma, if it touches a kli, it makes the kli a rishon l'tuma. So of course the rishon l'tuma should ruin the truma that it touches. We also learn from this pasuk, v'chi yarok hazav batahar, v'chi beis begadav, that Masha biyad tar timesi lecha. That if a zav spits on something which is in the hands, on anything which is in the hands of a person who's tar, the person who's tar becomes tame because he's carrying the spit of the zav. Anyway, it's not really relevant to our sugya, but our point is, what liquids made the utensil tummy. If it's a liquid of a zav, so of course it's now it's a rishon l'tuma. Ela b'mashkin abay machma sheretz. We're talking about liquids that touch a sheretz. So they're only a rishon l'tuma. Normally a rishon l'tuma cannot make a kli tamei, but here they did make a decree that the liquids that are a rishon l'tuma that touch a utensil make the utensil able to disqualify chuma. Because of a gzeira, that you don't want the situation of the liquids of a zav. So because of the liquids of a zav, they created this tuma also in regards to the to this situation as well. All right, Yadayim. We said that hands are the status of the sheni l'tuma. If they touch truma, they disqualify the truma, they passel it. Ask the Gemara, Yadayim, Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel Gazur, is it the students of Shammai and Hillel who made these decrees? Shammai v'Hillel Gazur, Shammai and Hillel were the ones who made the decrees. The Tanya's willing to Brisa, Yossi ben Yoezer Yishtreid, Yossi ben Yochni Yishushalayim. Yossi ben Yoezer Yishtreid, Yossi ben Yochni Yishushalayim. Gazur Tuma Leretz Amim, they made a Tuma on outside of Israel. They also made a Tuma Al Klis Chuchis, that even glass utensils can become Tamei. Shimon ben Shatach, Tikein Ksuba Leisha. Shimon ben Shatach instituted that in the Ksuba, the husband should write, all of my possessions are obligated to my wife. The Gazar Tuma al Kli Matchas. And he made a decree of Tuma on metal utensils. Shammai v'Hillel, Gazu Tuma la Yadayim. Shammai and Hillel made a Tuma on the hands. So you see, it's not the students of Shammai versus the students of Hillel. It was Shammai and Hillel made the Tuma on the hands. If you're going to tell me Shammai v'si'aso, Shammai and his students, v'hil v'si'aso, v'hil and his students, if I'm reviewed on our Shmuel, but reviewed his name Shmuel, Shmon Aser Davar, Gazru, they made 18 decrees, v'shmon Aser Nechleku, and before these 18 decrees, they were arguing about 18 things, v'hil v'shammai lo nechleku v'shloshim akomos, you know, v'hil and Shammai only argued about 3 things, Dam Rav Huna, as Rav Huna said, v'shloshim akomos nechleku, Shammai and Hill argued in 3 places, v'sulo, and nowhere else. If you're going to tell me, Asa inhu gazru litlos, Shammai and Hillel made these decrees,
But they said that the status of these items would be that if these items touch truma, the truma is suffik tamei, maybe tamei. Us the tamei dayu, their students came because we listrof. They made a decree that if these items touch the truma, it must be burned. V'amar Ilfa, but didn't Ilfa say yadayim tchilas k'zei rasim l'sreifa? The very beginning of making the decree on the yadayim was that if they touch the truma has to be burned. Ella, rather, us inhu shamay and hilah came. Gazer, they made decrees, v'lokiblu minayu, it wasn't accepted. Asa tamidayu, their students came. Gazer, they made the decrees, v'kiblu minayu, and people accepted them. Adkan, today's daf yudalad.